Welcome to the Butterfly Effect. I am yours truly, one of the co-hosts, Derek Mercer, along with,
Go ahead, Derek. Go ahead. Introduce me right. Give me the proper introduction. Since it's yours truly, you know. Go ahead.
Proper introduction. You're supposed to tell people who you are because
you already made it.
You know, I have to, because the thing about it is, you know, you want a whole grand layout, and I don't really have the time for it today. So
blah blah. This is Jewel, and then you can already tell that today is already going to be a mess. This is actually the first time just me and Derek on the mic today, so I can already tell he ain't going to behave, but it's okay. I've been going through all of our content from what we previously recorded, been putting it out on social media, you know, because we finna get ready to, you know, start recording, you know, more.
And you just realize how aggravating, narcissistic you have been.
Not narcissistic. I have realized is the difference in opinions between the males and the females on the show.
Definitely.
So this is going to be what I call my version of 21 questions.
Gotcha.
Not 50 Cent's 21 questions, but, gotcha. You know, we know you know that, even though that should be worldly music.
Yeah, yeah, all, of course.
You know what
I'm saying? Of course, no.
Okay. So a lot of this stuff, just going back, just listening, I was like, whoa, we said that? They thought that way? And I want to apologize for a few of the ones that I kind of like blew the hinge, you know.
Oh, you talking about
I got disciplined afterwards.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it was necessary. Yeah, you talking about that scene where you was pretty much like the Atlanta Housewives and them kind type. Or where
No, the other one.
Oh.
No, for real, like going back on that, like.
You're just passionate, that's all.
Yeah, going back on that, I had a totally different perspective when I went just kind of reviewing the content.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of hard sometimes when you're moderating, you can't actually always comment the way you want.
Certainly.
Or even really get your full thought out before somebody else jumps on. And then next thing you know, the conversation and changed, and, you know, you hate to be the person to say, oh, no, go back.
Yeah.
Some of these stuff, I really feel like it should be an opportunity for us to kind of like expand on, which I know everybody is not in the same position or have the same thought process that they did, you know, like when we first started or even last year or whatever, but it's some questions I would kind of like to know just because. I'm definitely not where I was, and so for some of the clarity, a lot of this stuff was like relationships and people's preferences. So, I want to just kind of put it out there just for me, a learning lesson is that yes, I am passionate about whatever, but I think it's mainly because you get so many people trying to project what it is that they think is right on you. And to me, I'm that person to say, it's okay for you to feel the way you feel. But let's not banter back and forth, you know, because that's I think the bantering is what kind of gets me more heated than the conversation itself.
Understood.
But also inconsistencies, like it's like on one show you would say XYZ and then on this one, because it's a different set of people or whatever, because it looks better, you know, it just irks my soul.
We know you're so passionate.
With some of the stuff though, you and Don, you guys had a what we call a male perspectives session. So you guys kind of talked on, you know, the wife.
Wait, do you have to
Like, because yeah, because I'm getting ready. Like, you know, I'm in my mode because, you know,
it's just so tiresome. It's not
tiresome, but it's kind of like, are men and women really that different on how they think?
Yeah.
But why? Like,
well, okay. I mean, we can share some levels of commonality, but I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, you're talking about male, female. I mean, a lot, a great deal of how we're even raised has a lot to do with it. I know in society, a lot of things have changed, but let me just say from how I was raised, you know, we wasn't raised thinking about marriage. I wasn't thinking about marriage as a little kid. I'm thinking about trucks and toys and tearing up and building stuff. You know, y'all are already playing with Barbie and Ken, and y'all have already, for the most part, you know, most of you kind of already had a certain sense of romanticism. And so just even that upbringing alone is kind of different disconnect thought process, you know, and so how we're raised and our thought process and what we come into, and then realizing what we want, what we don't want, and vice versa, you know.
But is that because of the fact that women are just kind of like probably raised by their mothers, and that's what they see more so?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on your background. I mean, but again, it's all according to how were you raised. What influences your thought process? My question a lot of times always is where did you get that from? How did you get to that place? Was it the way you saw in what you saw in your household? Meaning, for some is to duplicate that model. For some is to get away from that model. Church for some is an influence. Friends. Definitely today, a great deal of social media is definitely influencing a great deal of how we think, because people are trying to make their lives line up with these other postings. Mm-hmm. You know, a post is not process. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's kind of the hypocritical dynamic to that. And sometimes people are not who they post.
Yeah.
To be, so,
we definitely discussed that. It's so funny because, like, you literally just touched on about five of the questions that I actually had.
Mm-hmm.
One of my first was, like, are we all the way from the age of where marriage is even the end goal for relationships?
I guess it depends on the person. It seems like in society, yeah, that's coming to be the thing that a lot of people just do not kind of want to go into. Some feels like it's a business decision. Some have gotten to a place where they're like, I'm not trying to do it.
It's all in my business.
I mean, we just talk about this. It's just the world we live in.
Right.
So.
Man, that is crazy because just thinking about it, it's like you tear apart, like, all of the things that you see that's wrong mm-hmm. with relationships or mm-hmm. what they put forth, what's wrong. And then you try to, like, not make it to where you're making the same mistakes as other people, you know. But, you know, a long time ago, they used to arrange marriages.
Mm-hmm.
You know
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. in that particular instance, like, is it supposed to be that you're supposed to learn to love that person? Or should it be just like an arrangement business, you know, type? And how does that look, you know, you in the church and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like, is there a conflict of how you think things are? Or does most of your thoughts and stuff line up with what tradition says for a relationship?
I'm a traditionalist to an extent. Now, I'm a firm believer that a man should find the wife.
So no arranged.
No, but to be honest, I'm kind of one of those. It's all dependent on the situation. Like, mm-hmm. meaning, like, to some degree, the traditional sense of whether the marriage was arranged, a great deal of that was trying to prevent those from mixing in wrong cultures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's really no integration. And then also you have to deal with where believing that this would be the better fit for the person based upon what I know about you, your purpose. She's being groomed up into this way. You've been groomed up for this.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be more of the quote-unquote best fit. Well, that's something that I would go for? Absolutely not. because you're not.
Oh my God, why? That's a surprise. I would have thought that that would
be. Because into a degree, I think one of the greatest things is that although you, I think advice is important. I think you should advise me, but it ultimately needs to be my choice. Mm-hmm. There's something about you choosing that gives you this freedom and importance also at the same time of like responsibility. When you choose it, you tend to understand that it comes with something, and it points back to more of an accountability, you know, like to self, you know. And if I'm because what happens if I don't like who you chose, and then you're not gonna force me to like this person, I don't like them. And
ain't that like just culture? Because the American culture says I can choose to do whatever I want.
I mean, God gives us free will. He doesn't make us choose him.
But now some of the people think that even dating is like a practice for divorce. So what do you think?
Well, I mean, dating, the root word of dating is data, collect your information. I think the problem, some women, they savage now. So it's crazy. Like they, like, I be like, cracking up.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Cut these dudes up, been like nothing. I'm talking about it'd be men crying now. Like, she just, understand. See, mm-hmm. that, you know, so it used to be the man going crazy.
Yeah,
these women got these men in their feelings forever, and some of them, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, the root word of dating is data. And so, taking the opportunity and collecting the information and ultimately seeing, okay, what really works for me. And so a lot of times people showing up on the first date trying to figure out, is this the one? Like, no. Calm down. Mm-hmm. Take a break. Enjoy. Get some information. Process this. How do they handle? And you need to deal with people in different seasons. Yeah. How you handle anger? When you mad? I need to know. Do you tear up stuff? Do you bust walls? Do you bust windows? Are you stalkerish? How you act when you sick? How do you act when you broke? What do you do? What sets you off? Can I deal with that?
Yeah, but if you drag it out.
Who said drag?
You talking about processing it.
You got to process it. See, this is what keeps folk from jumping in this stupid mess. And now you done got somebody and you looking at it and it's like, I didn't know they was this crazy.
No, that ain't what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
That ain't what I'm saying at all. I'm saying like, if you getting piecemeal stuff, mm-hmm. right? We already know, we talked about, you know, people showing up with their representative.
Yeah, we talk about that all the time. Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying is, if you get things piecemeal to you, right? And then you gotta meet with this person, this happened. It could be a long time before something tragic or something that's a situational thing comes up to where you have to process. So my thing is, why not get more, not all, but mm-hmm. more of that information on the front end? Because if you stay in it longer, you got feelings that you got to worry about.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying. Yeah, no, I'm not saying drag out a process. What I'm saying is that get the information. So that's obviously conversation as well as
watching this person. But how you gonna know?
It's both conversation and a lot of, honestly, people tell us. People be ignored. You need to listen to those subtle truths. Listen to what's not the romanticism.
But sometimes people hide the fact that they do. And until you are locked in, they don't show you that.
My question sometimes to people is, where were you in this relationship? Like, what were you? Because sometimes the problem is they've been doing it, but you're dating an idea. You're wanting an idea. You're committed to because sometimes it's like loneliness will make you kind of push over some stuff that's right there. It's right there. Mm-hmm. You don't want to see the person for what that is, because guess what? It's meeting a quote unquote need. It's comfort. It's conversation. It's mm-hmm. time spent. It's a trip. It's a whatever it is that's going on. And honestly, even with men. It kind of typically works backwards. You typically, for the most part, you meet our image and then you come into the intimacy aspect, because after all, intimacy that's a big thing. And for men, that's a that can be a major challenge. Because are you still going to see me as strength? You know, when you, you know, see certain parts of me that may be not easy for me to share, mm-hmm. How are you going to treat me? You know, how do you handle if I'm having a rough day? Like, what is that temperament really like? You understand what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Because some people, and again, this is all in the context depending on the situation. Sometimes the relationship requires him only to perform. You're not asking him how his day going, what he needs. Does he need anything? Is any type of comfort? Then what type of man is he? No different than the type of woman. You know, it's all according to the context of you and the does this person fit for me? Can I be my authentic self, mm-hmm. truthfully? And you ain't been no type of way. Because you be tripping too. Not you. Well, I don't know if you be tripping, but but I'm just saying.
I think like, that was like a shot.
No, you probably do. I mean, the way you act last season, I'm sure you're tripping. But,
You just throwing me all the way under the bus. Let me see. But you brought a valid point when it came to like meeting people where they are and all that kind of stuff. Reviewing some of the old footage, and it was one where it was building a man, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that's one I should have got heated on, but I didn't. So I let...
Build a man. Explain what happened in this. This
was the ones that y'all didn't like. This is one with the ladies by herself, and y'all just on y'all next recording just told us how terrible we was on it.
Yeah.
But basically, it was one of the hosts was basically saying that they prefer a man that they need to build up.
Yeah. Right? Like, this is not a project. See, thank you. See.
The question I have is, I don't agree with that either. You know what I'm saying? But it's a little bit more acceptable for a man to build up a woman. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like no questions asked that a man meet a woman, she not really where she want to be or whatever the case may be, and he help her through. But it's a stigma when it's the other way. No, I don't agree with that part.
I mean, there's an exchange with each other. Ultimately what you're looking for is balance, right? So she is obviously, if she's a help, if you're talking about marriage, you know, of course, if you're looking for a help meet, you know, where does she help? Like let me just use myself for example. If I say, I'm just gonna use this just random thought process. I wanna build a dream center. Mm-hmm. To me, the woman that fits for me is the woman that says, "Okay, well, I've already kind of I'm finna get on in and help you figure out how much it costs. It's gonna cost us this. It's gonna do like, do we need to go to Lowe's? Do we need to go to Home Depot? How soon? Let's get this done. You know." It's help. You help being a part of it. It's jumping in. You need each other, you know, being able to have, because I'm a visionary, but I'm not administrative. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
balancing,
that's what for what works for me. You know what I'm saying? Somebody else, he's not made up like that. He's the, I've calculated this, how much it costs. Mm-hmm. And she may be the, you know, let's do it. You know, whatever. Right. It's all according to, and she might just be the person that's making the phone calls, but he done did all the breakdown. Whatever it is that works for you, you got to know what works for you. But I think the notion of let me fix you is where it becomes the problem. Mm-hmm. If me building or pouring into a woman to help her push her into becoming extra, because she already the bomb, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But just to inspire more or enlighten her more to see the greater that's on the inside coming to fruition, that's not me making her, I'm pouring into her, but that's vice versa, that comes into both. Like if I have a dream or I have a vision, she should pour back in. But making somebody to be, in the context of like making you be what I feel you ought to be and all that. We're not.
Well, where projects. Do you draw the line when it's like for me, when a woman say that, I'm probably wrong about this, but I automatically be like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should, you know what I'm saying, be focusing on yourself and y'all come together. Yeah. I automatically think of it as a negative. I don't know why that is, but when someone says, I want to build, I'm thinking codependency. I'm thinking you think that I'm broken. You know what I'm saying?
Basically,
you saying trying to fix.
Yeah.
But most people, they don't describe it in a way that they're building, because it's when they're saying it like that, it's more of a possessive thing, like without me you are nothing.
Yeah, and that's not true. You know? And yeah, and that's in that essence, if you're saying in that context, you don't need to be in a relationship.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna tell you, like, just reviewing some of the content, I'm just like, I'm all over the place. I don't agree with some of the guys. I don't agree with some of the girls. I think, not to say I stand alone, but I think the way I think is like I can see from all different perspectives.
That's understandable.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes for me, people get the mindset that it has to be done this way.
Yeah, people typically get strong about their will. But I mean, ultimately, I guess the thought process is what works for you? Like, does it really work? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. Does this really work?